Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, Meg Montgomery South softball Panthers with a home field opportunity tonight to take down the state's best in 4A. Top-ranked Columbus North, the Bulldogs paying a 6 o'clock visit. A Panther win gives them a co-conference Indiana championship.
Anytime you have the opportunity to take on, you know, a very good ball club, you look forward to it. Really working together and gelling together, so it should be a fun game tonight.
Coming in hot, you've won 6 of your last 7, and you're doing it not only offensively, but my golly, the pitching has been off the charts.
Got to credit Marin Jacobs, our senior, who's been keeping the ball down, really attacking batters. You know, our junior, Kinsey Clopton, you know, got a little bit of speed to her and smart with her pitches. Pretty focused on the mound. Got also junior Morgan Cockrell, who comes in and, you know, has got a wonderful changeup. You know, you got 3 different pitchers, so it helps during games when you're seeing these great teams like we will be with Columbus North tonight, so it's always nice to have different looks.
Meg Montgomery, the South girls are 11-5 on the year. Columbus North comes in again top-ranked in 4A, 17-1-1. First pitch a little past 6 tonight. Reds open up a 3-game homestead with the Mets tonight. Tommy Thrall in the pregame at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Out of San Jose, California, that freshman second baseman sensation, Taryn Kern. Another Big Ten Freshman of the Week honor. What's that, 3 in a row? 6 times this year. I think she's done enough, don't you, to vie for Big Ten Player of the Year? And now she leads the Big Ten in 8 categories. Yep, that's stuff that's Big Ten Player of the Year material, huh? Team 50, meanwhile, 40 wins, first time that's happened in 29 years, entering conference tournament play on a 9-game winning streak. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. To put it like only Shonda Stanton could put it.
Keep shooting our shots, you know, playing free and loose and being that team that feels like winners and feels like a top team in the Big Ten. You know, this group, you know, has really done an incredible job of just staying the course, not riding the wave, right? Whether it was the win streak, whether it was the stub in our toe. And you got to feel like we're back, right? We're back playing the way we play and the way we swing it.
Softball skipper of Indiana's Queens of the Diamond, Shonda Stanton. Illinois, the site against either Penn State, who they did not play during the regular season, and Michigan, who they swept just a couple of weeks ago, Thursday at 2:30 in Champaign.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.